You're listening to SBS News.
A crossbench senator is holding what could be a crucial vote. Today, he's still mulling over the government's industrial relations bill.
This is really big, important legislation, and it's important that we ensure it is as good as it possibly can be. I'm not here to be a rubber stamp. I'm here to work constructively and to ensure that we get this right and to ensure that we have enough time to get this legislation right.
Independent Senator David Pocock supports two out of three elements of the government's proposed changes to multi-employer bargaining, one for low-paid workers and one for cooperative agreements, which Labor has given some ground on. It would mean that the majority of workers in each business need to agree to take action. Employment Minister Tony Burke determined to address the current inequities of the system and insistent that time is of the essence.
To get wages moving, we need to increase access to bargaining. You look at the moment, we're down to 14% of the workforce that are on agreements that are in date, agreements that get you above the award. The majority of those agreements are in occupations that are viewed as traditionally male-dominated. A minority are in jobs that are traditionally female-dominated. The current bargaining system won't deliver pay equity, and the rules there need to be changed.
But the government is resisting splitting the bill, despite concerns over the so-called single interest stream.
In terms of complexity, we are using three streams which already exist for multi-employer bargaining, but getting rid of the complexity so that they can be available and we can move to close the gender pay gap.
Independent MP Allegra Spender is one such member of the crossbench calling for the bill to be split.
We need more time. I believe we should split the bill. I think it's really important that we have action on low wages and on gender equity. I think that's absolutely crucial. But at the same time, there are elements of the bill, and particularly the multi-sector bargaining, that I think is badly understood in the business community and has an opportunity for significant unintended consequences. I think we need more time, and I think we need to really ensure that small businesses and businesses under 100 people are protected.
The business community says it's concerned about sector-wide strike action, though unions say it's essential to get wages growing. ACTU President Sally McManus dismissing the concerns as disgraceful and greedy.
I think it's a disgraceful situation in our country where you've got some giants that are doing so incredibly well at the same time that they would act to try and pressure a government not to pass laws that would give Australian workers a leg up. It's time that this level of greed and, quite frankly, bullying ends, and that they accept that it's only fair that Australian working people and Australians deserve to have pay rises that at least keep up in the longer term with the cost of living.
As this 249-page bill goes through the committee process over the next fortnight, the Workplace Relations Minister has foreshadowed more amendments to come, but remains adamant the bills should not be separated and the Christmas deadline remains. Tina Quinn, SBS News.